562 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we're celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Although this one we might have to do with our gloves on. Yeah.
What's the big idea?
Right. So we've got today is National Handshake Day. So we might have to do that with some gloves on. I'm just saying that one. Let's see what else we've got going on. National Leon Day. I don't know. Leon Day marks June 25th. It's 6 months away from Christmas. Leon is Noel spelled backwards. So, you know, that could be a good quote question of the day. What is Leon Day? Noel spelled backwards. Let's see what else we've got. Catfish Day. Prepared properly. We could do that one. That's a good idea. Bomb pop day. Do you remember what a bomb pop is? I had to look this one up because I was not sure. Didn't know if we wanted to run with this one today in light of all of the chaos in our society. But bomb pop day, that's that bomb pop that was from the ice cream trucks. It's got the blue, the white, the red. Looks almost like a rocket ship. I like that. But we're going to go today with my favorite, having beaten anorexia. Yes, indeed. I think we would go with something desserty, something a little more sweet. How about a National Strawberry Parfait Day? Yeah, I like that idea. And being that I am the host of the show, we kind of go with the ideas that I like. Just throw that out there. It's one of the perks of being a broadcaster. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing. They've been on a roller coaster today. They opened up down significantly. Now they are up 52.87. S&P 500 up 435. NASDAQ up 33.55. Oil is up 32 cents. Per barrel. We watch that one for you all the time. That's a interesting number. Does tell us a little bit about the economy. Now gas prices up again, $2.17.1. They've been going up every day recently. $2.17.1 is the national average gallon of gasoline. If you go to Mississippi, I don't know why you'd go to Mississippi. Well, I shouldn't say that. People from Mississippi are listening. Okay, if you're in Mississippi, your national your state average, $1.81.4. If you are in Calizuela, are you ready for this? $3.06.1. Yeah, $3.06.1. Not a good idea to be in Calizuela, but if you're here, the formerly Golden State, 10% more than any of the other high-priced gas states. Obviously, Hawaii, $3.19.7 is a little higher than Calizuela. But look at Alaska, under $2.50 a gallon, 60 cents cheaper than Calizuela. Unbelievable. But that is the state of our world right now. Unbelievable. Hey, I just saw this news come across this morning. Supreme Court says Donald Trump's immigration plan to deport asylum seekers is constitutional. Yes, it is constitutional. The DOJ is hitting back at Jerry Nadler's threat to the AG impeachment. Another one of those political things. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get the Democrats just to do one thing to help our country? One thing? I mean, did you see any of the news yesterday? Senator Tim Scott impassioned plea that for police reform. Yes, he is the junior senator from South Carolina. Not that it matters, but he is a black Republican. Comes up with a bill that has almost everything that the masses want. But we've got a black senator from California, Calizuela, Kamala Harris. She says, no, we don't want to help the police out. We don't want to do any police reform. Got a black senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. He says, no, we don't want to do anything to help the black community out and the underprivileged communities out. Fascinates me how these people can actually claim that Black Lives Matter, yet they'll do nothing at all to help with dealing in any of these race relations, other than getting on the news claiming that they can't, that there's nothing being done. Well, there's nothing being done because the Democrats won't do anything. This is the whole issue. The race politics is worse than, I think, any other sign of politics. Unbelievable that we can't get anything done in our country because it's all about an election. You know, that the Democrats, they'll do absolutely anything that they can to just make sure that they don't lose again, which they will lose again. Because look what's going on in Atlanta, in New York, Seattle, San Francisco. Is there one thing that's in common with every one of these areas? Yeah, they're all run by Democrats. However, the one Democrat that we would might be interesting to see what he has to say, where is he? Where's Joe? We need to go on a hunt. Where's Joe Biden? Because does Joe agree with what's going on in Seattle? I don't know. He won't tell us. Does he agree with what's going on in Los Angeles? I don't know. Does he agree with what's going on in Atlanta, burning down a Wendy's and then standing out in front of it with shotguns? We don't know. Does he agree with what's going on in New York City, where crime is up, where bail is gone, where the crime force, the group that goes and has information, inside information on organizations, 800 police officers being reassigned because they don't want to stop or prevent crime in New York City? What does Joe think about that? Can one Democrat out there help me understand, what does Joe think? I think Joe's still hiding in his bunker.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yep, Nancy Pelosi out there. She doesn't want to help in any of these issues either. Unbelievable. And she wonders why the Democrat that she's supporting in New York, in one of the congressional runoffs out there, why is it that the AOC Democrat is leading the establishment Democrat 61-36, but they can't tell us who won the race because, ready for it? They haven't counted the mail-in ballots yet, and they've got to validate the mail-in ballots. Now, are you old enough to remember Bush versus Gore? Yeah, how long did it take for them to figure out who won that presidential election for sure? Well, it was quite a while. The reason it was quite a while, pretty simple, because it was all done in the courts. What do you think is going to happen this year in November, especially in places like Calizuela, where our governor is saying, you know something, I think that we're going to do mail-in ballots for everybody, and he wants to mail out ballots to everybody. And then you get goofballs like LeBron James saying he wants to make it easier for people to vote. Now, I have no problem with people voting. Every individual should have the right to vote. But I've got to show a driver's license. Even old people like me, they ask for a driver's license when I go and buy alcohol in certain places. Not a problem. I pull out my driver's license, my ID, I show it to them. If I want to go buy some Benadryl or other certain types of cough medicine or cold medicine, sinus medicine. Got to show them ID. It's behind the counter. No problem. I show my ID. I don't smoke, but I know folks that do smoke. They've got to show their ID to get cigarettes. I got to show my ID to get it on an airplane. A lot of places I've got to show my ID. When I go to the bank, they know me, but they still ask for ID. So what is the big deal about showing ID when I go to vote? Got to do it so many other times. I'm looking at buying some firearms. They ask for ID. Constitution doesn't say I need ID. Why should I have to show ID for that? But that's the way it is in our society now. You need ID for everything, but you don't need an ID to vote. How could that possibly be? But that's just the way it is right now in our society. They don't want to prove elections. I know for certain, I haven't got it yet, but I'm very, very confident that my family bought, one part of my family bought my parents' residence. So my parents both deceased. So that residence is still there, still got the same family name. My bet, and I don't know, but my bet is that they will get anywhere from 4 to 7 ballots at their house when there's 2 legal voters. 4 to 7 ballots. Now, who's to watch and see if they all get filled out? I know for certain they won't, because I know the family, right? I know that they're not going to do that. That's not the way they are. But I'm going to bet you that there's going to be a lot of places where they're going to say, well, I got these 7 ballots, so I just filled them out and I sent them in. What's the problem here? You know that that's going to happen. So you know that then it's going to be challenged, go to court. In a state like Calizuela with millions and millions of voters, unbelievable. You know that there's going to be a huge amount of people that are going to be required, that are going to be challenging these things. Just throwing that out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, new index reveals impact of COVID-19 on real estate. Mortgage rates are in for today. 4 top ways to rebalance your financial habits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA-100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. So what are the markets doing today? We watch them for you all the time. The Dow Jones opened up significantly lower today. We saw that there was a lot of concern about the coronavirus is where a lot of that is coming from. That's where the problems are stemming. The worry about it coming back again, does it surprise anybody that we're seeing more cases of coronavirus? What were we doing 2 weeks ago? Does anybody remember? Oh, yeah, that's right. We were protesting. We were rioting. I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that now we're seeing an increasing case. Do you remember the rioters? The looters all had masks on. They didn't want anybody to see their face. Rioters, they don't show. They're the protesters. They just go and do what they want. But let's look at what the market's doing. S&P 500 now is up 9.10. Dow Jones up 88.69. NASDAQ up 53.03. The S&P 500 now down up 4.99. It dropped back a little bit. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, 1 basis point down on the interest rate. So that is 0.677. Mortgage-backed securities, they are up 8 basis points. We'll watch that one for you. We're going to also look and see why is all of this happening. Well, we're seeing a very significant flatline, I guess is the best term that we can say, flatline of a lot of the bond prices. But 1.48 million individuals filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, 100,000 higher than estimates. Continuing claims, which measures people continuing to receive benefits, decreased by only 77,000 to 19.5 million. When you add the following 2 weeks of initial claims, since this number is backward looking, there are roughly 22.5 million individuals receiving benefits right now. This does not include anyone who came back to work within the last week. Factoring in similar amount coming back to work from the previous week, we estimate the unemployment rate to be about 16% as of right now. Although there has been a slight improvement in weekly claims, 1.48 million is still a huge number of people who lost their jobs and are new filers. So we're watching all of that information for you. Continuing claims, that's the biggest number. No one talks about continuing claims, but that's the real number that you really want to see, because that's the people one group is basically, you can say, okay, I got my PPP, I kept everybody on, now it's run out of money, now I've got to lay people off. or like we just heard, Disneyland delaying their reopening. So they might have brought some people back. Now they've got to lay them off again. We'll see what happens there. I don't know that. I'm just saying. But the continuing claims, that is the people that were off work. They had filed for unemployment, and now they're back working again. So if you remember that we've already laid off about 40 million people. There's 20.3 million that are continuing claims. So while it's still a difficult issue, we're not as bad as what you're going to hear in the Main Street media. Final or third look at first quarter GDP was reported at -5% unchanged from the second reading and the worst reading ever. Remember, this is for the first quarter. The second quarter will be likely much worse. Economists are forecasting a much bigger GDP drop of 30% for this current quarter. Durable goods for the month of May was reported at 15.8%, which was much stronger than the 0% expected, also higher than last month's -17.2%. Mortgage bonds continue being pretty flat. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306. Speaking of flat, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey of rates this week, and it is flat. Last week, we were at 3.13 was the average. You had to pay a half a point to get it. This week, 3.13, you got to pay a half a point to get it. Last year, same week, 3.73, and you're paying half a point to get it. Actually, it's 0.8 points, almost 0.8 of a point to get those rates on the Freddie Mac survey. Does that mean that's the best rate out there? No, that means that that's the average. They survey all sorts of companies. There are companies out there that are at 2.5. I just got one of the investors for our private clients that came out with some really strong rates on VA purchase, 2.25% VA purchase. A lot of hoops to get that rate, but if you're contemplating purchasing with a VA loan, 2.25 might be a great number for you to talk about. You might want to give us a call, see about joining our private client team. If you haven't done your looking into your refinance yet, we've talked about that a little bit. We haven't talked about it a whole lot. You got to be looking at doing these refinances. Right now is a great, great time to be getting that mortgage checkup, seeing if it makes sense for your family. We are at unbelievably low rates. Many people are going to qualify to be in the twos on their mortgage rates. So I'm going to suggest, maybe you want to qualify. Maybe you want to get into that game as well. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. See if you qualify for some of those numbers. See if it makes sense for your family. I never say that it does make sense. What I do say always makes sense is education. Knowing what's out there, knowing what's best for your family. That's always a benefit. That's always something you need to be looking at. So give a call, 800-306-1990. The other one is, how about the debt consolidation loans? Now, they're still very tough to get those on the jumbo size loans, on the high balance loans. Jumbo loans came back this week. Those that are over the county lending limit, and there are some tremendous rates for those that have good FICO scores, high FICO scores. I saw some rates yesterday for, again, some of the private clients, in the twos for jumbo loans. In Orange County, that's the loans over the 760,000, 760-odd number. If you're in Riverside County, San Bernardino County, that's loans over the 510,000 number. So let's chat about those if they make sense for your family. Again, you never know, but you need to be doing the due diligence. That way you can find that out all the time. You never want to leave that money on the table, I promise you. Promise you, you will not get a thank you note from Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Chase. If you pay more than you need to, you're not going to get a thank you note from those folks telling you that that's what you're looking for. So just throw that up there to you so you'll have the information. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, new index reveals impact of COVID-19 on real estate. Should we be looking at unemployment numbers differently. Four ways to rebalance your financial habits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel 1. YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, youtube.com/Ron Siegel 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest. So what are you going to get when you do that? Basically, you're going to find out everything the county recorder knows about your property. You're going to find out everything the market believes about your property. And you get it all for free because you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. New index reveals impact of COVID-19 on real estate. Earlier this month, Realtor.com announced the release of their initial housing recovery index, a weekly guide showing how the pandemic has impacted The residential real estate market, the index, leverages a weighted average of four key components of the housing industry. I'm trying to get the graph on there for you right now, if we can see if that makes sense. That's the wrong screen. To try and get all that out there for you. Number one, housing demand. Growth in online search activity is how we identify that. Home price, growth in asking prices. Housing supply, growth of new listings. Number four is the pace of sales, the difference in time on market. The index then compares the current status to the last week of January 2020 market trend as a baseline for pre-COVID market growth. The overall index is set to 100 in this baseline period. The higher a market's index value, the higher its recovery, and vice versa. The graph that I'm sharing right now charts the index by showing how the real estate market started out very, very strong in 2020 and then dropped dramatically at the beginning of March when the pandemic paused the economy. It also shows the strength of the recovery since the beginning of May. It's clear to see that the housing market is showing promising signs of recovery from the deep economic cuts we experienced earlier this spring. As noted by Dean Mond, chairman of the National Association of Home Builders, quote, as the nation reopens, housing is well positioned to lead the economy forward, unquote. The data today indicates the housing market is already on the way up. Bottom line, staying connected to the housing market's performance over the coming months will be essential as we continue to evaluate exactly how the housing market is doing in this uncharted time ahead. That is the real-time real estate segment, again brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Find out in the digest exactly what the market believes about your property. You'll also find out what the county recorder knows about your property. So we've got those unemployment numbers earlier today. The question is, should we be looking at unemployment numbers differently? The New York Times recently ran an article regarding unemployment titled, "Don't Cheer Too Soon, Keep an Eye on the Core Jobless Rate." The piece suggests we should look at unemployment numbers somewhat differently. The author of the article, Jed Kolko, is a well-respected economist who is currently the chief economist at Indeed, the world's largest online job site. Previously, he was chief economist and VP of analytics at Trulia, the online real estate site. Kolko suggests the coronavirus pandemic has broken most economic charts and models, and all the numbers we regularly watch need a closer look. He goes on to explain that the decline in the unemployment number reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, earlier this month was driven by a drop in temporary layoffs. If we stripped those out, we're left with what Kolko calls the core unemployment rate. Many economists have struggled with how to deal with the vast number of temporary layoffs. Those are the people that are basically, we would call them furloughed people. It's a complete shutdown of the economy has never happened before. This is all brand new. So how do you deal with it? As the article states, in the last unemployment rate, and I quote, 73% of all unemployed people said they were temporarily unemployed, which means they had a return to work date or they expected to return to work in 6 months. Before the pandemic, temporary unemployment was never more than one quarter of total unemployment. The core unemployment rate handles this issue and also deals with another concern economists have discussed for years, the exclusion of the marginally attached. These are people who are available and want to work, but count as out of the labor force rather than unemployed because they haven't searched for work in the past 4 weeks. We usually talk about that in the term, the U6, unemployed or underemployed. Kolko's core rate does three things. Number one, it takes out the temporary unemployment. Number two, retains the rest of the standard unemployment definition, permanent job losers, job leavers, and people returning to or entering the labor force. And number three, adds in the marginally attached. Removing The temporary unemployed makes sense, according to the article, and I quote, initial pandemic relief efforts focused on money for people to manage a temporary loss of income and funds to keep businesses afloat until they could bring that back their workers. The hope and the goal is for the temporarily unemployed to return to their old jobs rather than have them lose their jobs and have to search for new ones when jobs have become scarcer, unquote. The bad news and the good news, clearly the adjustments Coco makes dramatically impact the way we look at unemployment. The bad news is, using his core rate, there was an increase in unemployment from April to May. The conventional rate reported by the BLS showed a decrease in unemployment. The good news is that the core rate compares more favorably to the last recession in 2008. And I've got the breakdown showing for you right now on the screen, the bottom line. The unemployment rate is a key indicator of how the economy is doing heading into a highly contested election this November. The BLS report releasing next week will be scrutinized like no other by members on both sides of the aisle. Mr. Colco's take is just one additional way to evaluate how unemployment is impacting American families. That gives you a little bit of an indication of what we're looking at in some of the unemployment numbers. They'll be highly divisive. We'll get a lot of people questioning whether the numbers are accurate. We're going to get the input from all of the different politicians telling us what their thoughts are. So be aware that's coming. We know it's going to be there. We know people like Nancy Pelosi don't want the economy to get any better. It was fascinating to me. I saw the fake fact checkers on Facebook. Fake fact checkers on Facebook, and they were giving us some bad data. They came across there saying that AOC does not want that. Somebody posted that the Democrats led by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, don't want the economy to improve just because it'll help them in the election. So Facebook says, no, that's not true. Well, how do they know it's not true? Everything they're doing proves otherwise. You look at what's going on in the protests. Those protests are not about Black lives anymore. I submit that many of the protesters don't even know that anymore. My submission to you is they're out there dealing with some of these issues, and they're just protesting because it's convenient, because it's easy, because they don't want to work, because they don't want to do some of these other things, because they want the government to continue giving them money. As long as the government is giving away free money, well, there's no problem there because they don't have to go to work. They're making more money on unemployment. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what we've been hearing from the fake news? Does that sound like what we've been seeing going on in many, many precincts where we're getting all kinds of fighting? What is the benefit of spray painting the street in Washington, D.C. and now New York City, spray painting out there about Black Lives Matter? Well, where's the benefit? What is that? How is that helping anybody? Is that helping to bring anybody together? I submit no, but that's what they're doing. Let's continue looking at some of these. Look at what these organizations are doing instead of what they're saying. Many of them are giving us hogwash that they're out there dealing with police brutality. And do I believe there could be some problems in police precincts? Absolutely. You have 800,000 of anybody, anywhere, you're going to have some challenges. But on the other side, 99.9% of the people are, of the police officers, are good people doing hard work, doing dangerous work. And we're going to start saying why. So we're watching all of these different issues out there to try and bring you the latest information now. I have some people asking me, where do you get your information, Ron? And it's really pretty simple. I hire a private news service. If you want that information, feel free to reach out to me. I will help you with getting connected with them. But we do a lot of it just through private news services, because you're not going to get, you're going to get propaganda from the other news services. Just throwing that out there. I mean, ABC, NBC, Fox News, MSNB, Hee-Haw. They're not out there giving you the real information that you need. They're not out there helping you to do better. Just some more information for you. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, four top ways to rebalance your financial habits. And we might get into some story time. Always like story time with Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, you can reach me at our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron.
A safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. All you need to do is make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So let's talk about some ways to rebalance your financial habits. The coronavirus has changed our way of life in many ways. For this, we focus on financial and credit aspects of life after... that sounds horrible. After coronavirus. Sometimes you touch some of these things, some of the mic goodies, and they make a little funny noises. It's more than likely your financial status has changed since the start of the pandemic. And you might be looking for ways to declutter your debt, rebalance your credit habits. Changing the way you handle your finances for the better has two advantages. It allows you to save more money while also giving you more financial resilience, the ability to adapt better to the new normal. So we've got four of the best ways to start changing your credit habits. So saving money and maintaining financial resilience will become an enjoyable habit rather than an inconsistent chore. Number one. Monitor your credit card statements for gray charges. So what are gray charges? These are charges that appear on your credit card statement either without your knowledge or due to businesses using dishonest tactics. The most notorious of these, getting a free trial for a service, then auto billing starts once the trial is over. Some examples of other gray charges include subscriptions you sign up for while completing another purchase, getting a service for free, freemium, but not knowing it turned into a paid subscription. Quote unquote cost creep, which is when the initial cost for a product or service increases after a certain amount of time without your knowledge. Money back guarantees that you neglect. That means you're charged until you return the item or cancel the service. Gray charges cost the average consumer $200 to $300 per month. According to Personal Financial Security Service, BillGuard, Great charges cost U.S. credit and debit card holders $14.3 billion. Don't be one of them. Monitor all your statements. Make sure you're not paying for something you do not need or use. Here's a solution for you. I use the cash card, right? So it's a card that ties to my bank. It is not a debit card. Whenever I need to use it, I put money on it. Whenever I sign up for one of these freemium services or trial services, I use that card. I keep a $5 balance on it or $10 balance, because a lot of times when you put in your credit card, they're going to actually charge you a dollar. And then when the free trial is up, that's when they really start hitting your card. So my process is I keep $5 or $10 on the card. I go and I sign up for the service. When they try to charge me again, they end up getting a decline notice and I get an email and a text message. That way I can tell them, hey, you were not authorized to do this, or it helps me remember to cancel services. $200 to $300 a month, that's a lot of money. Number two, negotiate your discounts. Many companies were willing to negotiate prices with consumers before the coronavirus. They are more willing to work with you now for your sake and to help the world they care about, their customers. So why not give the utility companies you pay monthly a call to see if they can work with you and give you a break? Or even subscription services like magazines and newspapers. You can also call your credit card company to see if they'll lower your interest rate, at least for a little while. Here are some of the services you might want to consider calling: your mobile phone provider, your internet provider, your cable TV provider, landline phone provider, gas company, oil company, electric company, alarm company, life insurance, home or renter insurance company, credit card company. Take a look at your monthly bills and make some calls. You never know how much you can save with just a few phone calls. I talk to you all the time about this. We do need to make sure that we're always looking into these items to see how we can benefit. How much money can you save on a regular basis? Number three, think about your family. Are there any subscriptions or services you're using that might cost less if you utilize their family plan versus an individual plan? Are you overspending because you haven't had time to do the research? Quite often, the discounts you can get with subscriptions that include the entire family can save you hundreds of dollars a year. Some of the services you might consider transferring to a family plan could be: go online, do some research on the streaming and non-streaming services you use. Do any of them offer family plans? If so, you might be able to save a lot of money every month. Number four, score some points, real points. Okay, let's talk about your credit card rewards for a few minutes. Are you getting points for every dollar you spend online? COVID-19 has focused us to do a lot more online shopping, and receiving points for online shopping could add up to lots of savings. Can you redeem your points for cash back on your monthly credit card bill? The more you spend, the more you should get back from your credit card company. Many cards allow you to redeem points toward your credit card bill. It's a nice gift to give yourself at the end of every month. Is your credit card giving you points for travel or miles points? If yes, think about it. How much travel will you be doing in the near term or long term? Think about changing cards to another that offers points for something you can use right now. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? So I've got to see if we can get this quick question in here. Our new FICO service credit journeys, we hear from people regularly about how they build and maintain credit. Here's a former paramedic, now IT professional, with a FICO score of 734 who just bought a house and consistently qualifies for prime rates. Do you have a credit journey that you want to share with us? So here's the issue, age 40, or the case scenario, age 42, former paramedic, now IT, TransUnion 587, Experian 568, Equifax 544. Now at 734, 730, and 736, respectively. So when did you realize you needed to start managing your credit? They had a bankruptcy in 2009 during the Great Recession. For the first 2 years after bankruptcy, he didn't even think about credit, but he knew that he needed it. It wasn't until he went to buy a car in 2012 that he gave it any thought. While at the dealership, the loan's interest was very, very high, so they had to get a co-signer. Even though the relative said it would help my credit, would not help my credit by using they gave him a personal loan. So first thing that they did was start using credit cards. If you're not using credit cards, how do you rebuild your credit after the cards? car loan incident, started using two cards by replacing the debit card with a credit card spending and paying them in full every month before the statement closing date. They weren't great credit cards or great rates, but using them helped. So it took a while. You continue doing this. I've told you this before. Four or five credit cards is a great number when you're first starting out. You're going to have to modify them down the road. Why do I say four or five? Well, I don't want you to be using the credit cards for credit issues. What I want you to do is your cell phone bill, put it on auto pay. For your utility, your electric bill, your gas bill, your internet bill, all every recurring bill that you can, put it on its own credit card. Try and make sure the credit card limit is at least three times the amount of that bill. Then go into your bank account and put an auto pay. So a day or two after that credit card, that bill comes, you automatically make a payment to the credit card company. That way you're constantly using the credit. You're constantly paying it off in full. You're not having to remember it. You're not having to worry about it. So the bottom line is that's how you build your credit scores. That's how you help yourself to get better numbers down the road. Just a little bit of help from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only happening.